Hey, Bobby Evans joins us, assistant general manager to Brian Sabian with the Giants. Bobby, how are you?
Hey, Bobby.
Hey, very good. How are you guys doing?
Well, we're out here. We got a lot of fans. A very exciting time today. I was thinking about this driving in today, and, you know, we see you so often, and you're on the show. You're always so calm.
Yeah.
In the midst of everything that's going on around the Giants, the season, the ups and downs, how do you maintain that calmness? Does things get to you inside?
Oh, yeah. I mean, there's always a stress throughout the year. It's just trying to balance it with perspective. Ultimately, the stress that we have is nothing like the stress that's going on around the world. We're just trying to keep perspective, so...
Well, we all live in our own little world, Bobby. And for your world, going from last weekend, the way the Sunday game in Washington ended, and then the Monday nighter here against Colorado, to ripping off four in a row and Posey's on fire, just kind of describe your emotions from last weekend to this one.
Well, winning at home is important for us, and this is a very good ball club we're playing right now. And even with Colorado, they're a rival that's really had our number at times this year. So to take three out of four was key for us, and then to see Buster on a roll, both on the road trip and now at home, is incredibly important for us. Our starting pitching has come around and really put it together some quality starts, and we need this kind of run to push us into a playoff opportunity. And it's not going to come easy because everybody is right around us in terms of the wild card, and the Dodgers are you know, still with a 3+ game lead, and that's not going to be an easy task to overtake. We have some games with them still ahead of us, and that'll play out, but we need a good run to keep us strong here.
You know, I've always said in September, and I call this is Labor Day weekend, but September 1st will be Monday, and you guys will be in Colorado making up the suspended game and a regular game. I always say the pros kind of take over in September. The guys who've been there before and the guys who know what's at the end of the rainbow take over. Do you believe in that?
Well, your best players are really feeding off of the energy of this time of year, and there's experience in our club that I think helps us, and getting guys healthy that have been hurt, and including Angel Pagan, who's a key component for us. The addition of PV replacing Kane has been critical. We've maintained a lot of good health throughout other parts of the roster, but that's important. Important spot there, and then for Petit to come in and do what he did in the spot for Lincecum was important, and we're going to need every bit of that experience and competitive fire to get through this last month.
Yeah, Bobby Evans with us here, KNBR 680. One guy that has never been down the stretch drive before, and at least not the professional level, Joe Panik, another four-hit night last night. He's exceeded your expectations, I'd imagine, Bobby.
Yeah, you know, he's done exactly what he needed to do to tell us that he's the guy to get us through this season at second, and what happens after that remains to be seen. But he's put together quality at bat after quality at bat, and he's had success. He's driving in runs and getting key hits to set the table, and even in that two spot last night, really helped drive our offense. And he's held the position well. He's turned two and made all the plays from second that we needed him to, and it's a big hole to fill for us, and we've really struggled there all since May.
Bobby, what went into the decision to get Panik up to the two spot and move Pence back to the five spot? Why did that happen?
Well, at the end of the day, I don't know how long that stays the course, but I think Boats explained it best in that we wanted to lengthen the lineup and split up some of our left-handed hitting with Blanco and Crawford down at the bottom rather than have Panik down there as well. Just move him up to the number two spot. He's been hitting well. There's an advantage to us having, you know, Pence in that spot, but I understand, too, with all the lefties, it was best to split them up.
All right. Now, I had Bruce Bochy on today, and we talked about the call-ups coming up. And Monday, you know, you could have another 15 people up here. He said a couple of things. One, you got to figure out who's on your team, but you got to figure out who's on the other team as well. So let us know, if you can, who's coming up on Monday and what we're looking at.
Well, there's the guys that have had successful years at the AAA level and have contributed to the success of the Fresno club are all in consideration. There's a number of guys, of course, on the 40. There's guys that aren't on the 40, and we'll have to, you know, ultimately come to a decision. But as you know, I get a lot of calls from the agents asking me, are there guys coming up? And occasionally I'll get a message from a player asking, well, you know, we don't want to disclose that until the day comes because things can change. Opportunities that's here today could be gone tomorrow. And yet we have a pretty good lean on who's the right guys to come and, give us an additional boost out of the bullpen or additional help off the bench, whether it be defensively or an at-bat here and there or some running speed. So we're going to look at all those different tools and things that will perhaps contribute late in the game or as we get into the final month here. But we're going to stick our 25-man roster is obviously the key part of what's going to get us to the postseason if we're going to get there. And these guys will just come up and try to find their spot where they can contribute in some small way.
Well, you look at the number of people you can bring up. I mean, you got 25. Let's say if you bring up 7 or 8, you're over 30. It gets a little crowded, too. Are you of the opinion, I know this has been kicked around, that this September roster expansion maybe should be limited to a certain amount and you designate so many to be active for a game?
I don't subscribe to that. I've heard that bannered about and discussed, and there's certainly merit in evaluating what we do and not continue to stay with the same rules just because they're comfortable or they've been used for a long time. There's merit in reviewing all of our policies in baseball to, stay with the times and to really, maintain a competitive process for everybody coming into a postseason opportunity. So I think it's worth reviewing. I am not necessarily bent on making a change, but I have listened and will continue to listen as ideas come forward.
Well, let's say you bring up 6. You got 31, and all of a sudden the Dodgers have 39. Here you are in the most critical part of the year, and they've got 39 players, you've got 31 for various reasons, 40-man roster thing. There's something about that to me that just doesn't seem equitable.
Yeah, I mean, that's an extreme. I mean, most clubs aren't going to go to 39. There'll be clubs that are in the, low to mid-30s, and that happens, but I think everybody has that option, and for whatever reason, I can assure you that the 38th and 39th player on the Dodgers is probably not going to be anything to really worry about as much as their first 25 guys. But again, these guys are athletes and have played a successful season to the greatest extent. A lot of this is reward opportunity. It's not necessarily to get a competitive advantage in September. Although, again, there's been guys that have come up and made an impact and really helped clubs get through the last part of a year, and you don't want to undervalue or underestimate the potential. But I do see the potential of inequity, but it's not necessarily a bent towards that. I think that it's a review of a rule that has been longstanding, and with arguments for and against, I'm open to all of it, but not leaning towards a change.
A very good answer. That's a very, very good answer. I want you to sign Cepeda and add him to the 40-man and bring him up. All right?
We take him in a minute.
Right. To do that, add him to the roster. All right, Bobby Evans with us. I'm looking forward to going home eventually, and I hope it's after a World Series. But the Fall League, you've got some interesting people going down to the Fall League. For people listening to the show, they wanted us to ask who's going to the Fall League.
Well, we're going to send Clayton Blackburn as our primary starter. We get one starter for the Arizona Fall League. He'll be the guy that will start for us. He's had a good run. He had a tough outing his last outing, but he's had a good run, particularly this last month. And he's 21 years old. And to go into the Arizona Fall League at 21 is really a credit to him because he's come through the system and been successful and pitched at AA for us and will pitch for us in the playoffs there as they approach playoff time here in early September. We have 3 relievers going, two of which, Eric Cordier, big righty, threw hard. We saw him in spring training, and big Kidro, Burt Bradley, and our pitching staff have done a good job getting him ready to a point where we think he can contribute perhaps at the big league level at some point soon. He's on the 40-man. That's why we went out and got him on a 40-man contract to begin with. And he'll pitch in the Fall League in relief, and then other two guys in relief. Hunter Strickland, another 40-man roster player, coming off Tommy John, has pitched well at AA, started obviously at San Jose to start the year after coming off the Tommy John in May and June, and then is now at AA, finishing games there, has a big arm. and Stephen Okert, who's really had a breakout year as a lefty for us, and between San Jose and Double A, and is a 22-year-old kid who I think will be a setup type guy. Even as a lefty, he's much better than a situational guy. And then from a position standpoint, we get one primary position player that we're guaranteed at least 4 days a week, and we chose Matt Duffy as our shortstop to go and do that. And there is another priority shortstop on the team from the Yankees, so we'll probably have to split some time for Matt at second, short, and third. But again, it's a good opportunity in the fall league. And Blake Miller has come up from San Jose, where he was doing a tremendous job offensively, has taken that forward Double A and helped contribute to their postseason chances. And then the Cuban player we signed not all that long ago is in San Jose now. Daniel Carbonell will be an outfielder for us in the fall league. So we've got a good group. And Mike Couchet, our pitching coach from San Jose, our trainer, David Getzoff, will have a good representation. And it's a great league. There's a lot of talent in that league to watch. And it starts October 7th, so it won't be long off.
How excited are you about Carbonell?
Well, he's just an athlete. I mean, he's probably more advanced than maybe we initially thought, yet he still has things he needs to work on, and his building an understanding of the game. I mean, he did play 3 years professionally there in Cuba, but he's on the 40-man roster, so we're going to do everything we can to continue to advance his window so he can get to a place where we can evaluate him at a big league level. Maybe that happens as early as next year, maybe the following year. But, again, he's going to certainly impress early on.
Beautiful. Hey, Bobby, thanks for taking the time and giving us a little bit of a preview of what may be coming next week. And I look forward to having you on. Always appreciate it.
Right on, Bobby.
All right, guys. Thank you.
All right. That is Bobby Evans.